Hello, everybody. If you don't want to hear us go through our scores and would just like to get to next season's pick, skip ahead to 18 minutes and enjoy the rest of the podcast. Thank you. Welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Travis.
I'm Jared, and we're not experts in music or videos.
Or season finales.
But what we are experts on is a perfect season.
We are on the perfect season. We did well.
We did well. We were late one day, but it came out the same day.
It came out on the day it was supposed to.
I think that counts for me.
Yeah. Whew. I feel like maybe we need a break. I don't know.
after today, we're going to tell you guys what we did today, but we'll come back to it. So this is season 10 finale. We're going to cover our theme, our picks, our music video night scores.
For season 9.
Yeah, and then just some nonsense.
Yep.
A lot to talk about today. So,
I guess first thing, is there anything else that we need to say about Garth Brooks?
Watch it. Go watch it, guys.
Go find a decent quality video and try to watch it.
I think now
it's not on YouTube.
The main thing I think we take from this is that how karma works. We had too much fun, and then we got today.
That's right. Yeah. But just wait till we read our music video night scores for that. And I kind of mentioned this earlier. We did our music video night for this season early.
Like, maybe halfway through, right?
Yeah, maybe midway through the season.
Yeah.
And if we'd have just waited to do Thunder Rolls till after we covered it...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But...
Different story.
Yeah, different story.
Yeah. So, okay. There's
anyway.
And going over some of these scores, our regular scores, what a wild season we scored.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized. We have some crazy scores.
See, I haven't looked at any of the regular scores.
I'll have to move in a minute.
I've got the music video night scores.
Okay.
You've got the regular scores.
We're going to have... Okay. This is a good time. It's going to get better. All right. So let's get these synths out of the way because we got a lot to talk about.
Okay.
All right. So you have Armani Code Ultimate over there.
Armani Code Ultimate.
Yeah. Discontinued fragrance. It's good. Powdery. You'll like it.
I'll like it.
Yeah. You'll like it.
Oh, I do like it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. We can't smell each other. We're too far away from each other right now.
What did you say you had?
Taste of Heaven by Killian. Also discontinued, but it's more of like an absinthe. One of my favorite ones.
Yeah, you made sure you got that one.
Yeah.
So I knew that means you like it.
Yes. It's hard. Well, sometimes if you pick one decent and one bad, I'll just take the bad and I give you the good.
You
but if
lot.
I really like but something.
If you really like it,
I
that's when you. Yeah. That's when you're like, either way, I don't care.
I try not to make you take the blunt. The brunt
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we do first, Travis? Do we cover our scores from last season? That's what we do normally, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we do it in conjunction with our music video night scores. So.
Okay. So I need to move.
Can you see that?
I cannot.
At all. Okay. Well, maybe I can.
No, but that takes away the excitement because then you have to do too much work.
Okay.
That's okay. We can just a quick move.
While you're doing that, well, we're not going to give away our next season right now, are we?
No.
Okay. So I'll go through our list of songs. How about that? We've got Bad Liar by Selena Gomez. We've got Human by Lenny Kravitz. We've got Mask Off by
Future.
Thank you. Dancing with Myself. Billy Idol.
Yes. Sweet Transvestite.
Thank you. By Frankenfurter. Close by Nick Jonas. Drove All Night by
Roy Orbison.
Thank you. Makes You Happy.
Sheryl Crow.
Thunder Rolls.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. Bad Liar. First video.
Okay.
Regular scores.
Okay. So Travis,
yes.
You rated this a 6.49. I rated it a 6.02.
Wow. Music Video Night,
uh-huh.
I rated it an 8.71.
Incredible.
Does that seem high?
Very.
You rated it an 8.35.
So just slightly below that.
Just slightly.
But, you know, Okay, we had covered it by this.
We had covered it. It makes a difference.
Yeah.
It makes a difference if we cover it before we watch it on music video night.
Because we can appreciate it.
Exactly. So, and for those of you who have no idea, like you've just started listening in season 9 and have no idea what we're talking about, after every season, we watch all of them. We get a little bit inebriated, have kind of a party, hang out, goof off, and watch all of our videos and re-rate them in an altered state of mind. So, the music video night score we're giving you is that night.
Yes.
So, it scores way above regular.
Yeah. And here's what's kind of wild. I don't have, you might have it over there, the order in which we watch these.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, sometimes it will also depend on what time of the night you watch it, how late, how early. And this one, I will say, I do not remember watching this for this music video night. I remember watching it for a one with Beth, like, months ago.
Okay.
I have no clue about watching this.
It wasn't as good when we watched it with Beth, was it?
No.
Yeah.
Not Beth's fault. Unrelated.
You don't remember an 8. You know, we usually remember 8s.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't there. But then we covered it.
Yeah.
And now it's in the 8s. So, yeah. It was a good video, though. It's a good time.
All right. Next. I'm going to type this in later. I don't feel like typing it in.
Yeah, right, no, that's right. Fair. Okay. Next was Human by Lenny Kravitz.
Okay. Oh, I had Dead Crush next, but that's fine. Human. All right. So, tell me. Let's go one at a time. Tell me for Human my what?
We didn't cover Dead Crush this season, did we? Not?
Okay.
Well, was maybe that last season?
I don't know.
Oh Lord, let me go back in my notes. But go ahead with Human.
Okay, that's fine. All right. So Human 3.18 for me.
Okay. 1.8.
3.18.
3.18. Okay. Your music video night score, 3.94.
All right. And then you did a 4.12.
4.90.
Wow. So we just barely went up.
Yeah. Just a little bit, but yeah. Still not a great video.
Even
for music video night.
No. Don't want to see it again.
Yeah. If you're not hitting at least a 5 on music video night,
your video's bad.
Your video's bad. Yeah. Because that's the time to get us.
Yeah. And 5. Again, same thing, Travis, you just said, if you're just joining us for season 9, 5 is an average score. That's not an F.
No,
5
is
average music video.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yes. But for music video night, that score is a little different. There's no reasoning to our scoring. It's just
right.
What we decide that night.
How it makes us feel that evening.
Yes. So, stays in the 4s for both of us. Or no, I went up to a 4, and you stayed in the 4s. Okay,
okay. Cool. So I just realized my error.
Mm-hmm.
We did cover Dead Crush this season.
Yeah.
We did not do it for music video night.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to have to score it off of what we know live right now.
For music video night?
Or yeah, we just why not? We've watched it so many times. We already know what our score is. I can tell you what mine is for music video
night. Write it down then. Just write it down.
Okay.
Because in fairness, I don't know what mine would be. You know what? I'm going to go a little higher. I'll say 6.91. How about
for
that?
Music video?
For
night?
Music video night.
What's the regular score? We haven't even covered that.
Oh, 6.22 for me.
And you only went up to a 6.9?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. 7.99 music video night.
For you?
Yeah. Maybe higher.
Okay. Do you know what you rated it normally?
No.
A 9.5.
Really?
Yes. 9.51.
Okay.
So you dropped 2 points.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
I might have been really enjoying the breakdown, though. It's the first time we got into history.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm a history buff, right? So it was very fun to break down
the logical part of
it. Yep.
All right. That's fine. Yeah. Did you say that just now as if you had thought you'd went up?
On the
music video next one?
No, I had no idea
what
I scored it.
Yeah.
I completely forgot we even covered it this season. So,
okay.
There's that. It is an honest projection of my feelings.
Okay.
All right. Mask Off, Future.
You did a 3.33.
Music Video Night, I did a 4.98.
Okay.
Below right. Average.
Yeah, slight, just barely below.
Barely below
average. I did a 6.21.
6.31 for Music Video
Night. All right. I was able to get in the vibe of this in both, I think. The vibe of it.
Yeah.
It's just, okay. All right. Keep going.
Dancing with Myself.
Yes.
Billy Idol.
Oh, man, I don't remember covering this. Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Okay, I do.
Yeah, you
do. I just remembered. Okay, so Travis, you did a 7.38.
Regular score, 7.98.
Okay.
Or no, music video score, sorry. Yeah. 7.98. Regular score, you said 7.38.
Yes.
It went up some.
Mine's a 6.25.
Music video night, 8 even.
Mm-hmm.
8.00. It was probably one of the funnest parts of the night other than Bad Liar.
I don't remember Bad Liar, so I'm going to say sure. all right. This one was shocking when I just looked at our normal scores for Sweet Transvestite. Because we're going to disagree here in a minute.
Sure.
We'll come back to it.
Okay.
All right, so Street Friend, your score, Sweet Transvestite, 6.79.
6.71 music video night.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
That's not normal.
No, it dropped just barely. 6.99 for me.
6.03. Right. Just dropped.
Just barely. All right,
close. It doesn't hold up.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's fun.
It's fun, but yeah. It doesn't hold yeah. up.
I'm not like dying to watch it, yeah. But it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Close.
Okay. Definitely more interested in your score here. 7.97.
Wait, that's my regular score?
Yeah.
7.96. 1/10 off. 1/10 lower. That doesn't seem right. I feel like it should have been at least 1/10 higher.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Oh, no.
And how could you... What's wild? So, guys, we don't keep our scores by each other.
No.
Like, and so, for it to be within 1/1000th...
Exactly.
Right? Or 1/100th?
1/100th.
Okay. Yeah. That's still pretty insane. That's
still insane.
Okay.
All right. Yours...
6.79.
Which one are we doing? Close?
6.44. Okay. Yours just blew our mind too much.
Yeah.
I would have put your guess for music video not like a 9 in the 9s.
Oh. Well,
So I think maybe the way that y'all watch Close, you and Lacey, it's higher for y'all's music video night.
Probably.
Whereas like me and Kristen, we watch Sweet Transvestite, ours is higher because we have more fun.
Yes.
I think it also includes company.
It does. It absolutely does. That's a good thought.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think about that either.
Yeah.
It probably does deserve higher than that, but anyway. Next is Drove All Night.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Orbison.
I'll do mine first, this one. 7.03.
8.54.
Yeah. Jennifer Connelly. And yours is a 7.95.
6.21.
Okay.
I think that's all Jennifer,
I think Drove All Night fully depends on if you're in emotional mood.
Here's the other part of that.
Yeah.
That's another video that we did not cover before we did Music Video Night.
But the podcast.
Yeah. We didn't do the pod. We did Music Video Night first.
Mm.
So we hadn't done any of the research or any of that stuff.
Okay.
So again, I think tainted, because if we redo it now, I feel like I would be higher than a 6.21.
So then right here, we should decide, should we do that anymore? I know we kind of do it based on our schedule and time.
We usually do, but I feel like it's unfair to some of the videos.
It is. We'll ponder on
it. Yeah, we'll ponder on it.
Okay. Next up, Sheryl Crow, If It Makes You Happy.
Yeah.
Give me the music video night score first.
For me, yep. 5.26.
You scored a 5.
5, even?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is your middle of the road.
That's fair.
Okay.
It is. You scored it a 3.99.
Yeah, 2.78.
Oh, okay. Well, you went up.
I did, but I... don't know why. I couldn't tell you.
More than a full point, so... Yeah.
Still below average, and it makes me mad. If it makes you happy, it doesn't. It
doesn't make you happy. All right, last but not least, Thunder Rolls.
And the lightning strikes.
Now, keep in mind, again, we did do this before we covered it, and we watched the only video we could find on YouTube, which was some dude laying on his couch, filming his TV...
His feet are in the foreground.
Yeah, it's terrible. So, what was our regular scores?
All right, you gave it a 6.21.
2.21 oh, no. Music video night.
And then 5.18 for me.
3.01.
Yeah, that was completely unfair to this
video. It is completely unfair, which is probably why we need to redo that one.
Yeah. Okay, so what we can do then is going to make our next music video night too long, but maybe add these other ones in.
I think so. Okay. Oh, I mean, we do it anyway.
That's true.
We watch tons of other videos, so we can add these back in.
Okay, because these are just cruel to an extent.
That one, definitely. I think that's the most cruel.
So here, there was something very strange. So you rated for regular season,
mm-hmm.
Sweet Transvestite above Bad Liar.
Really?
Yep.
How is that possible?
By 0.3.
Mm.
That's one of the ones where I was like, what do we do?
I regret that. I already regret that.
It's there's some strange things that happened here. And so if it's 5.75 for you and you gave it a 5, so only 3/4 of a point higher than if it makes you happy for if. But that's quality. Would that be the only thing?
Quality in if destroyed it for me, so probably.
Okay. And I did close below Sweet Transvestite and below Drove All Night. There's just some weird... I just don't know if I agree with some of these. Bad Liar 6.02 below all three. We rated Bad Liar very low for how much fun we had.
Correct. But we rated it very high for Music Video Night.
We were
both in the eights. Yeah. I mean, 8.35, that's really up there for you. And that was, other than Drove All Night, that was your highest video.
Yeah, we had fun.
Do you agree with that right now? Do you agree that Bad Liar is worse than Drove All Night? And think about it.
I am thinking about it.
Yeah.
Is it worse? Oh, so certainly different. The argument, is it worse with what they intended?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes, with what they intended.
Yeah.
But okay, with what we put into it, probably not.
Okay. You feel like your score should be, Bad Liar should be above Drove All Night?
For Music Video Night, probably.
Okay. Fair enough.
But we can't. That's.
Yeah, no. It is what it is.
Doesn't matter there.
All right. Well, that is our scores for those of you that don't give a shit. Now we're going to actually talk about season 10 and what we got going on.
Yes. Sorry, I was marking when people wanted to skip ahead if they don't like to listen to that part.
That's fine. Yeah. Do you want to pause and move back?
No, we're good.
Cool. All right, moving on.
All right, I'm going to move my chair back too.
So, we are coming up with a theme for season 10. We haven't done this in a while, and we debated on several different ones. Do you want to go over the ones we debated?
No, because I want them to be surprised in the future.
Okay.
In case we circle back.
Yeah, so I'll tell you this. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different themes to choose from. And what we chose, Jared, is...
We gave it to the listeners.
The listeners chose, that's right. Yeah. We did put a poll up.
And we put a poll for the final two that we narrowed it down to, which was music videos from 2003 to 2004, mm-hmm. or music videos that contain a high school.
Correct.
And then the vote was overwhelmingly 2003 to 2004.
And we narrowed it down to 2004.
2004 only, just mm-hmm. to...
An homage to our senior year of high school.
Yeah, senior year high school. And we were like, that's going to be really good because it's a peak time for TRL. A lot of emotional stories for us that we may be able to get into. There was a lot of reasoning behind why we picked 2004.
Right, yeah. The content. We were like, surely we can find some content from 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Now the problem is 2004 music videos are...
Terrible!
Garbage.
Yeah, and so the thing I think maybe that we probably both recognize is so many songs are good, so many videos are trash.
Trash. They're just so bad. But,
yeah.
Look, at any time we could have been like, no, let's scratch that. Let's just go on to something else.
Oh, we could have given up.
But yeah. The viewers decided, the listeners decided, and we're going to put you through hell for this.
Hopefully. I mean, I don't know about you. I didn't intentionally pick a malicious video.
I didn't either.
I picked what I could.
We picked what we had. We've been watching videos all morning separately, and I don't think either of us are very satisfied with our list. This could be our lowest scoring season ever.
Maybe. I don't want to put it... Let's not be too negative first. And by saying that, I mean this is the first time this has ever felt like a job.
Sure. It could surprise us.
Maybe.
We're hoping to be surprised and maybe have some good stuff come out of this.
But. So I'm going to give some background for 2004.
Okay.
So I looked up some fun facts. So in 2004, there were 1,056 videos released on the Internet Music Video database, which is what you and I both scanned to find music videos. And I will say I skimmed it and then I browsed it. And then I looked because there was not like it was like just going through casually clicking things and songs I knew. Mm-hmm. I even did like a top 100 playlist on YouTube. And then I was like, well, there's not really much here. And plus, you know, let's get off the beaten path a little bit.
Sure.
Let's find us some interesting things.
and just a big huff is what you get?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, perfect. All right, so do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? How do you want to do this list of...
Let's just... So we'll go back and we'll do it concisely at the end anyway, right?
Sure.
Okay, so... Oh, man. I have six in quotations. I have five. Okay?
I only have five. I don't have any backups.
I had one because they're still out of veto.
Okay.
And so I picked... Let's just do it. Okay, I'll go first. Let's just start off on one that we're both going to enjoy. And I'm sorry if, guys, if it comes up that we somehow both picked the same music videos.
We're in trouble.
We're going to quit.
Which, I have a feeling one of them we did. Okay.
And here's the first one that I'm going to say is, we'll put the order to them later.
Sure.
Yeah. Number one is Usher's Burn.
Okay, I didn't do that one.
Okay.
Usher Burn.
But it doesn't have to be the first, because we might need that to save us at some point.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Usher Burn. All right. Then we have Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Okay. And fourth song by The Killers? Third song by The Killers?
Mm-hmm. Early.
Something like that?
Very early, yeah. I did watch that, and I did watch the other one. What's the know. Only other their other massive hit from then, that same album?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Somebody told me.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, so Burn and...
That's the only one that you're probably going to know.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, Burn and Mr. Brightside so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, second Killers video. Second Killers video we've got.
Third. That's what third. I was just saying. I think it's our third.
Oh, wow.
Because we did...
Here With Me.
Here With Me and...
Oh, Soldier. The Soldier yeah. one. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I did not realize, too, going back to 2004, there's a lot of artists that I didn't know that were out then already.
Okay.
And how many the time passing between now and 2004, you realize how many songs of our artists that we listen to now didn't make it. How many flops?
Oh yeah.
Came out by like some songs by artists I was like, "What is this?" Never I don't remember them or
I don't
the video.
Remember either. So many by Scissor Sisters?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you know them?
Yeah. Just the Take
no
Your
idea.
Mama Out. Just
no idea. Song.
British. Maybe just not bigger here.
Yeah, I got the... I almost put Take Your Mama Out.
Yeah.
I almost...
I love that song, but the video is... Which, if we don't pick that...
It's all of 2004.
Okay. Next, sorry, Travis, but we're digging. I'm calling a veto back from the grave.
Oh, no.
She Will Be Loved.
Oh, no. All right, that's Maroon 5, by the way.
Yep.
Great song. Okay. I feel like you're doing it on purpose now. Like, that is the malicious one that you picked for me. Because you know, I've already vetoed it.
You have
it.
It's not malicious. I just want to do it. But I did pick another one that, like, you have to veto it or this one. Like, I put a hard choice on you later.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Then we're going to do Word Up by Korn.
Okay. There was one Korn video I tried to click and it was like deleted. I don't
really?
Know what it was, yeah.
Oh.
I did not watch this video, so I did not. I remember this song, but I don't remember the video.
I remember the song. Never watched the video before until today.
Okay.
So.
All right. Next, I have a song called Just Two Guys.
Just Two Guys.
And it is one of the first hits by The Lonely Island.
Oh, okay.
Before they got big.
Interesting. And I didn't find that one.
It's going to be weird because it is like a silly... It's not a parody video, but like it's... We'll just have to dig.
Oh, okay. All right. Should be fun. Then we've got... I'm sorry about this one. Chronicles of Life and Death by Good Charlotte.
I watched some of this today.
Yeah.
I'm just going to write Chron of Death because that's what we're going to be going through. Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Next up, I have the song Vermillion by Slipknot.
Okay. Not a big fan of Slipknot videos.
There's some weird ones.
Should be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know this one, okay. So we'll see. But yeah, they usually put me off. All right, then we're going to do Wonderful Night by Fatboy Slim.
I did watch a few of his because he has like six that
a bunch.
Year. Wonderful, yeah. What?
Wonderful Night.
Night. Fat Boy Slim. Okay. Number nine. I don't want to say this, but we're doing Suds in the Bucket.
Oh, okay.
By Sarah Evans.
Is this my other hard choice?
No, it's the Lonely Island.
Oh, lovely. All right, and the last but not least, it is 1985 by Bowling for Soup.
Okay. That one
is... You remember how excited we were for our list last season?
Yeah.
It is complete opposite this season.
Yeah, but we ended up with a pretty on, like, known songs, known bands. We ended up not too far off for how much weird stuff we watched.
So much. But here's the problem. Like, none of these are... We have never watched any of these on a music video night.
True.
Right?
That is true.
And generally, we watch what we like.
Yeah.
On music video nights. So it's going to be interesting. We're either going to find out that we really do like these and they're going to be incorporated from here on out, or we'll never watch them again.
I don't have a clue. Now, before we put these in an order, because this order is really not as terrible as I thought it was going to be. How was, aside from finding music videos, how was your listening experience?
Nostalgic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think... The listening was fine. You know, Alanis Morissette, Evanescence.
That was your... I got Lost in the Groove, like some nostalgia, and I got Crunk a few times.
Oh, yeah.
There was
easy to get Crunk.
Yeah, Lil Jon was big. The If You Don't Give a Damn, We Don't Get... Like, those, some hits. A little scrappy.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with necessarily the music. I mean, even you had some Britney Spears straddled in there.
So I actually had a guess, and you can tell me if it was on your list. I put Travis. I have one guess for a song you were going to pick.
Oh.
I had Toxic.
So probably should have. Lacey definitely would have picked it. Mm-hmm. My wife for sure would have picked it, but I don't know. It could be going in as a veto.
Okay.
Pick.
Yeah. I just, for some reason, I was like, Travis is going to pick this. I just knew it.
Oh.
All right. 2004, another note for myself, poor eyebrows.
Oh, everybody's?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was lots of, what do they call it?
Like,
unibrows?
Oh. I just meant, like, the women, like, they're plucked, little tiny eyebrows.
Well, and the guys didn't. Like, they all had unibrows. Very weird time. I don't understand how... TRL was so big, unless they were just playing older videos, like, from the last couple years.
No, it was top 10. Every day.
But no one would have watched that, right? Or were we into it back then?
So, there's so many where the answer, if we cover them, the song's better than the video. There's so many of those. Like, you might have TRL in the background, you're not. And plus, I think they played a minute. TRL never played the full videos. They would play, like, a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Okay. I don't remember that either. See, okay. So...
You've aged out of it.
I have.
I did make me consider going back to what we've talked to before with music videos for rap and country. We got to do bingos for both. We have to come up with, like, I don't know how big a bingo board is, like 25 things. That's like in every country, in every rap. And then whoever gets the bingo wins.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, yeah. We did talk about doing this.
Because I watched a lot of rap in a lot of country.
So did I. Brad Paisley, tons of videos, but just not,
not it,
not it, not good for what we're trying to do anyway.
So there was also. Do you have anything? I'm just hitting a list.
Knock yourself out. I didn't know exactly what all we were going to cover today anyway. So
I did realize. So 2004, even though it's just 20 years ago this year. I encountered a lot of videos I didn't pick because of problematic happenings in videos. There were some interesting things that you can't really do in music videos anymore. Making fun of certain people, doing things that you can't do, like that type of thing.
Oh, I gotcha. Like,
marginalizing people for laughs.
Sure.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of... open-minded stuff out there that you didn't see on TV either.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Scissor Sisters or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, never had heard of them before.
But that was not TRL. That was British, like popular British.
Yeah. So very big difference between the States and across the pond.
That's why you didn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, problematic. One video that we just have to bring up, Travis, because we both watched it and both laughed and cringed.
JC
Chavez. Uh-huh. The All Day I Dream About Sex.
All day he dreams about sex.
Is it a cover? Because Korn had a song called Adidas, which is All Day I Dream About Sex, on their first album. And I was like, is this a cover of that song? But I don't remember.
I think it was just his song.
It's terrible.
This is after NSYNC.
Yes.
Kind of started some solo careers and stuff. He tried his.
Because he had another song called Some Girls Dance With Women, which was not bad.
Oh,
is I didn't not, hate that song.
I didn't see that one.
No, but this is bad.
This is bad. it's really bad. When you start watching it, you're like, is that JC Chavez? It is JC Chavez. Why are his teeth so big? What's going on with his hair?
He was trying something.
Very different.
Yeah.
Go watch it.
That's a pretty good, if you watch that video, it's a pretty good example of what we had to dig through.
Yes.
Is that type of stuff.
Yep.
All right. Also, there was a thing that a former guest on the show asked us to cover a video.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't pick it.
We did not.
And so I'll just tell him we didn't pick it. But it's because we're not going to name the video. I won't name the person either. Sure. But because during this time, I did see a lot of like cool videos, innovative things, cool techniques. But it doesn't mean we can talk about it.
Right. So the problem with that video, because you texted me and said, hey, watch this. Mm-hmm. This guest that we had would like to cover it. And I watched it. It is a cool video.
Yes.
It is a music video night video that I think we will bring up.
Okay.
But there's no content for us to cover and talk about.
Yeah. Nothing.
There's no story.
No logical. If we're going to cover, we would both be, and this is not to make fun of Chad's because his theory is great. We'd have to be Chad's and just completely make up something.
Yes.
that isn't possibly there, but is just nonsense without grounding.
Yeah.
Like we could maybe get there. But it's just not, the juice would not be worth the squeeze.
Right, exactly.
And so there are many, and that's what's separating a lot of this stuff is cool techniques and cool videos don't necessarily mean good. Like, oh, that's really neat. And you can say that, but then what do you talk about after that? Oh, that took a long time. That must have been hard. Sure.
But we don't dig a whole lot into the making of a music video and all that kind of stuff. We just try to create theories.
Yeah.
That aren't there. Right. So would you just give us a cool video to watch? We appreciate those. We do. We just are not going to cover them.
Yeah.
We'll watch them.
You can talk about a gimmick for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not an hour. That like the 45 minutes to an hour we normally try to do. Mm-hmm. So that was just something I want to... And that's not even 2004. That's every year forever.
Like, yes.
Little tricks are cool to see and like comment on, but it doesn't take us anywhere.
No. And 2004... I don't know if they missed the memo on how to make music videos, but it is a lot of just performance-based stuff.
I found a lot of, like, remnants of techno.
Sure. Okay, I can see that.
I didn't realize. And it could still be going, it's just not a vein that either of us are in.
No.
A lot of techno videos.
And a lot of sad videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People were really sad in 2004 for some reason. I think I watched one. Oh, it was one of the Brad Paisley, the whiskey song.
I don't know.
Okay, well, two people drink themselves to death in the song. And it is a good song, but man, it is depressing. So yeah, Whiskey Lullaby, that's what it's called.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know, man. 2004 was much cooler in our heads than it was in music.
Really was. Okay, and again, just to keep ranting a little bit.
Sure.
For any artists now, we've been doing this for over 2 years. We have done 100 music videos, and we have learned from several directors that these several award-winning music videos and a lot of videos, even not that are really good that we've rated, cost very little money.
Yes.
Like, the budget is $2,000 to $10,000, and you can win an MTV award.
Sure.
And knowing that, videos can be so much better than they are. And we are judging 2004, so That's what got me thinking about it.
Well, so what they have proven to us is you can get a small budget. All you have to do is have a decent idea.
Yes.
And a great cinematographer. That's what you need. You don't need a great idea and some shitty cinematographer, because in a lot of the ones that have the small budgets, we give a lot of credit to whoever filmed it, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
the way they filmed it, the lighting that they used, all that good
like
stuff.
Like often, yes. It wasn't even like the greatest idea. It was cool.
Yeah.
But like the cinema, like it was saved. That video cost no money.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you so, pay like, the most to your editing team and your cinematographer, and that's it.
Yeah. For it to go in a pantheon of great music videos, put the extra day or two of thinking about it. Like, come up with a concept. Don't film yourself playing your instruments. I get that some of these bands, hey, nobody knows who we are, we need to show our faces. Play around your stuff. That's easy.
Yeah.
If you're a single artist, Meg Myers, just put yourself in it if you can act well enough. And if you can't, play on the side and let another actor do your video. It's fine. Make good music videos, guys. It costs nothing.
Yes. Yeah. It often was a hotel room and a camera.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. And slow.
And some actors, probably friends of his.
Probably.
Yeah. So, yeah. Easy. Yeah. Easy.
Desire was her in a room.
Yes.
Like one house.
Yeah, with some guys in green screen or in green suits picking her up and making her look like she's floating, and
yeah.
little cool things like that that didn't cost that much. Just, I think the budget was between $5,000 and $10,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you're a band and you have four members, we'll say, all of you pitch in $2,000 from your gigs, and you have the budget.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no reason you can't. It's
that simple, guys. You all have, if you haven't made it yet, you have jobs still. Set aside something for your dream, make something worthwhile, and we'll cover it on our hugely successful podcast.
Right. And it'll get thousands and thousands of views.
It's the longer we do this, the madder I get the laziness. Like
of some people.
And some songs, you know, maybe rap and country songs, again, because that's who we always seem to go toward. There's more to be had than just dancing in the street or like run a country road. Like, do something.
Yeah. Tell a story.
Yeah. Even if they, so what's, and I don't want to put you on the spot, Travis, but what's a good one that you can think of that they don't go together, but it's still fine because the video is good? Like,
oh.
That maybe has nothing to do with each other.
Okay. Putting me on the spot. I like that. You know how much I love that.
But it's not me attacking you this time.
It's
I just thought of this.
Nope, it's not.
But there are videos where it's like a rap song might not necessarily be whatever you're showing.
Sure.
But like you can make it interesting without the same old stuff. You didn't like Mask Off, but at least it was visually cool.
It was. Yeah. And some work went into it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't like it, but I also didn't rate it like the worst video ever because, and we've talked about this 1,000 times, I will rate higher if I feel like you put a lot of work into your video.
Yeah.
Even if I don't like it. If I feel like you put a lot of work into it, I'll rate it 2-3 points higher.
Just because you tried.
Because you tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. So try. Try to make a better video.
just have any idea, even if it doesn't have anything to do with your song. People like us, who maybe appreciate it more than your average, will try to make a connection for you.
Oh, yeah.
Between the two.
Yeah, and look, we're not talking about those ones that are just putting up, you know, they don't have a budget, and they're just putting something up on TikTok, and it kind of goes viral because it's a cool song.
Yeah.
Good for you. You keep doing that. That's fine. But if you're going to put up a music video on YouTube expecting to get views, put some damn work into it.
Right.
Please quit filming yourself singing.
Or close-ups on your guitar. with super fast cuts.
Yeah.
It's miserable.
Get the song popular on TikTok and then make a decent video. If that's how you want to do it.
So, and we haven't done this for any recent year. This is, we're ranting at 2004. Yeah. I know we've seen it over this whole podcast. We've seen it. But maybe we should do this for like 2023 and just see if it's as bad. It is. Because the camera qualities are better, but it's just still the same stuff that's always been put out.
We've tried it. When we try to find a brand new video.
Same.
Yeah, garbage. Right. I'm like, quit releasing this on YouTube. Nobody wants to watch that.
No.
Make it interesting.
Yeah.
And even if the song is bad, you can make a good video.
Yep. Very easily.
We've done that. Get what's one of those that we've done? Bad song, good video.
Same.
See, I have no being idea. On the spot yeah. sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah. This was not a question. I didn't prepare for this question.
Yeah, if we prepare for these, we would have really good answers for y'all.
Anyway, that's Travis. Okay, so we're done. Yeah. I'm done. We're just angrily ranting like two old men. Tell us one more time, concisely, our music video picks.
Music video picks are 1985, Bowling.
Put them in order, Travis.
In order of what?
How we just did it. We'll just do them in the order that we just said.
I don't remember how we just did it. Okay. Like you wrote it down. Usher's Burn. Then Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Then She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5. Then Chronicles of Life and Death by Good Charlotte. Then Just Two Guys by Lonely Island. Then Word Up by Korn. Then Vermillion by Slipknot. Wonderful Night by Fatboy Slim. Suds in the Bucket by Sarah Evans. And 1985 Bowling for Soup.
On to season MF and 10.
Season 10. Over 100 episodes.
2004.
And we're going to start with 2004. And if y'all don't like it, you voted on it.
You voted. Y'all voted on this.
It's on you.
We suffered, guys.
Yep. All right. Is that all we got?
That's it, man.
Guys, thanks for listening. Again, go follow us. Hit us up. Chats. All that good stuff. We love you. That's Jared.
That's Travis.
Peace.
Bye.